Welcome, welcome to Born on the 4th of July, right here on RBN, all across the nation, all across the world. And so if you're listening from another country, join in with us today. We'd like to hear from you right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to spend time with you. So we're looking forward to a wonderful hour today, and I'm hoping that you will all join in. It's an exciting opportunity for you to join and give your opinion and enter into the story here. It's a chance, you know, to say what you think and what you've been saying. We have military exercises going on. We have a Congress that's just willing itself to spend every dime and dollar that could happen, you know. Let's just think of some way that we can spend some more money, you know. Let's try it and get it out there and have a new plan and no consideration for the taxpayer or the idea that China might be very powerful, more powerful than you might like. What did we learn yesterday? That our president equated communist China as a force in the world, just as important as anyone else, you know. Now, I'd like to give credit to China. I'm very honored to say that, yes, I indeed have visited there. Just a part of what, of course, is China, for it's vast. It's a vast country and rather harsh and unusual in its description. And if you were going to describe what it truly looked like or what the terrain was all about, it would seem that it was a little bit harsh in my estimation. A lot of combed soil under unusual-looking trees. Many, many folks that are densely placed in dirty buses. Unusual traffic that's darting everywhere. You know, unbelievable. And you see all this activity. The open markets are fascinating. Unusual food stacked high on tables just around the corner from the Sheraton. So you can get a glimpse of their approach, a lot of hard work, busyness, capable people, certainly. And then there are those who say you cannot trust, because the propensity of the society is to tell you a different story than you might, know to be true. A lot of experience in that way from other countries close by. Individuals saying, hey, wait a minute, can we trust this great and huge country? Yesterday, we're on an equal footing, according to President Barack Obama.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and we enter our main segment today. We are honored. Our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi, a great American, a historian, an author, and a journalist, a current journalist that's really putting out the info. Good afternoon, and how are you today?
I'm great, Barbara Jean. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. Take it away. Lots happening.
Well, go ahead, ask. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, okay, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated with CNN and what they're about, and certainly the icon Lou Dobbs. Why don't we talk a bit about that?
Okay, let's get into that. The issue on Lou Dobbs is that Joe Klein, who's the head of CNN, basically tried to get Lou Dobbs not to cover the Obama birth story. So John Klein wrote a letter to the producers of Lou Dobbs, and he said that the birth certificate controversy was dead because the Hawaii Department of Health, when they went electronic in 2001, destroyed the long-form original birth certificate that Barack Obama had evidently filed. I mean, if there was one in existence, Klein said it was destroyed. So I called up the Department of Health in Hawaii and talked to their public information officer, whose name was Janice Okubu. And Janice told me yesterday that all the records that the department had in paper form before 2001 are still in file in the department, that they never destroyed any vital statistics records when they went electronic in 2001. They still have everything. So if there was a long-form paper birth certificate for President Obama, the department still has it. And Joe Klein was just wrong, whether he made up his information or, CNN was so incapable of reporting correctly, CNN was putting out incorrect information, basically lying, when all they had to do was call the Department of Health, and the Department of Health would say, no, we've never destroyed any paper certificates or any other vital statistics information about birth that the department ever had.
Wow. To the listeners out there, have you listened carefully to what you have just heard? CNN, isn't that just where everybody goes to watch and listen? Look how important it is to do your checking. They were willing to maybe put Mr. Dobbs in the corner and have him stop his discussion with falsifying the information. Incredible. How can they get away with that?
Well, I think, Barbara Jean, what you're seeing is that this is a attempt by CNN and the mainstream media to suppress free speech, to ideologically control the content of CNN News. In other words, John Klein has been a strong supporter of President Obama, as has CNN. Dave is part of the mainstream media have largely, instead of been doing their job as watchdog reporters, they've been cheerleaders for President Obama and even candidate Obama. So now, ideologically, John Klein wants Lou Dobbs to quit talking about the Obama birth certificate, which is an issue that's detrimental to President Obama because he's withholding, will not allow the American public to see his original birth certificate record. Now, what's so shocking about this is you would think that a news organization wouldn't make up or invent stories. But here they made up and invented the story and said that the story was dead because the hospital may have submitted the record, but the Department of Health destroyed the records when they converted to electronic record keeping in 2001, and the Hawaii Department didn't do that. It was a lie. So instead of reporting the truth, what you have here is John Klein creating a misinformation, a lie, and using it as a reason to tell Lou Dobbs that he can't report on the story of the birth certificate anymore.
Well, in the circles of journalism, that's pretty serious, is it not? Very serious. I would say a journalist, maybe lower down on the scale, who did such a thing, would be fired.
When I was raised in journalism, when I was trained as a kid, any journalist who lied or made up information would never have worked again in journalism. Today, John Klein and CNN can evidently make up bogus facts and get away with it, because as long as it's the ideological preference to support President Obama, nobody cares in the mainstream media. Go ahead and lie. I mean, it's like what this means is we, move our media instead of being a independent watchdog to being more like the ideologically controlled media that we had in the Soviet Union in the 1950s, like Pravda, which supposedly means truth, which all it was an ideological output, another mouthpiece for the Soviet communist government. And I guess CNN is happy to play that ideological role to do whatever the White House wants done, whether or not even lying or making up inappropriate or incorrect facts, like saying that, that this department destroyed the paper record, so the issue is dead because President Obama's long-form paper birth certificate had been destroyed, so there was nothing to look for. It's just a lie.
Lou Dobbs has been very good on the immigration issue. He has been consistent and certainly out in front of most regular anchors or commentators on that particular topic. A lot of us, and I'm sure you're one of them for certain, as a journalist and an author and an investigator who is willing to go to Kenya or Hawaii or wherever it takes for you to go to determine fact and truth, I would imagine that this is an astounding moment, because it is so evident now to the listeners all across the world and nation. Here you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the willingness to lie because of a political position that you are so strongly embedded in, and it's part of your ideals, and that you want it to succeed so terribly that a leader of a huge operation, CNN, is willing to put out propaganda. Now, we know we get a lot of propaganda all around us, but the Internet can provide wonderful kernels of truth and people like Dr. Corsi that you can listen to today. This is major, ladies and gentlemen. This is earth-shaking. We need to hear on this issue. It needs to be brought to some kind of a fruition. Do you think it will ever happen that the records of Barack Hussein Obama, the President of the United States, will ever be for the people to peruse and check on?
Well, and again, I think, you know, Barbara Jean, when you have this evidence of journalists, John Klein, who is heading CNN, lying about whether or not Barack Obama's birth certificate exists, I think you can see that this is a massive cover-up. And that instead of reporting and doing their job as investigative reporters at CNN, they're circling the wagons and they are preparing to call those of us who continue to investigate this issue, call us names, try to make us look like we're fools because we want the truth and we want to see the original document. They've even created a name calling us now birthers, as if it's kind of a nutcase idea, as a pejorative term. When, you know, I'm not maintaining, I don't know what's on President Obama's original birth certificate. I don't know if he was born in Kenya. If President Obama was born in Hawaii, like he says he was, then what's the problem? Just show us the long-form original birth certificate, and it'll be just like he says it is, and the issue will be done. When politicians refuse to show documents, what it means to me is that there's a cover-up. There's information on that document that the politician knows is damaging, and they want to withhold that information from the public. And now you've got the press trying to advance the cover-up by telling the American people that there is no long-form birth certificate in existence anymore to find, so quit looking for it.
You wonder if Mr. Dobbs will withstand this onslaught. Seems like I've seen a clip on video of Kitty Pilgrim, who is an assistant there or a journalist who sometimes takes his place. And she is, at that moment that I'm watching, she's saying, oh, well, the birth certificate issue is over. They have the original and all. I mean, she's saying the exact opposite that Mr. Dobbs would probably say. And I thought that was interesting.
Well, Kitty Pilgrim on that segment, Lou Dobbs was committing a different cover-up. What she was doing at that point was she was saying that the short-form certificate of live birth is a birth certificate. So she was trying to say the Hawaii Department's already released the birth certificate. Well, that's just, again, not true. The short-form certificate of live birth differs dramatically from the long-form original birth certificate, as a long-form original birth certificate lists the name of the baby, the hospital, the attending physician, the weight of the baby, the time of the birth, the parents, the race of the parents. None of that information about hospital, attending physician, etc. is on the short-form certificate. And in 1961, when President Obama was born, we've demonstrated at WorldNet Daily any number of times, you could simply go into the department and say, well, my son or my daughter was born in Hawaii, and take my word for it. So it's not an authoritative document, this short-form certificate of live birth, and Kitty Pilgrim misrepresented it on that CNN show.
We'll go to break right now and be back. Call your friends and neighbors. Say, listen in to RBN.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's That's right. You keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure, and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2you.com. That's learnthesecrets2you.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and thank you for being out there and listening far and wide. This is a great story. You're hearing it from someone who knows the facts and has done the research. Could you give us just a little bit of a timeline on when this topic became of interest to you, about how many months ago? Because currently, now, the late summer of 2009, it is sort of hitting what we'll call mainstream, or questions are being asked at the press conferences in the White House over this issue, but it wasn't always so. When did you first start an inquiry into this matter of a birth certificate? And like you, I resent this birther's story. I think it's not quite how this should be described.
Barbara Jean, I started in when I was researching The Obama Nation, the book I wrote, biography, critical biography of President Obama's birth. And it was life. I mean, I showed in The Obama Nation, it was the number one bestseller last year for a month, and it was on the bestseller list for about 10 weeks. And I demonstrated that President Obama was a radical leftist and that he was not going to rule as a centrist. I showed his connections to extreme leftists like Saul Alinsky. Barack Obama worked in the Saul Alinsky organization. The Chicago Fixer, Tony Rezko, who's now in federal prison. The President Obama's mentor when he was in high school was really Frank Marshall Davis, the radical communist poet and journalist from Chicago who retired in Hawaii. I demonstrated all these things, and I pointed out in The Obama Nation that there were mysteries and misrepresentations by Obama, intentionally so, confusing his birth dates, his birth truth. The stories were told about his father being this African, Barack Obama, that married his mother in Hawaii and Barack Obama was born. But yet none of the dates provided in the book really lined up. There's been discrepancies and there was no original long-form birth certificate ever released by President Obama to document his story. So for over a year, I've been picking apart Barack Obama's dreams from my father's autobiography and showing it to be filled with half-truths, if not outright lies.
Wouldn't you think that folks across the nation, I guess it's that they don't know, but, you know, when his mentor is this poet who was a communist, a very vital personality in organizing communist groupings and ideas and projects in Hawaii, and had done that before he left and Kansas and Chicago, you would think that that would be a reason for people to take notice. Also, one of the most shocking things to me, and I can't get over it, is, and I'm not sure of the year, I think it's December 2006, when as a senator, he goes to Kenya and advocates for Odinga and calls, they each call each other cousins, and he campaigns for this person. And then, of course, I think it's a dual leadership in that country right now, that Odinga caused so much problems and burned a few people, that he now has to be a joint prime minister or something. Help us with that.
Well, yes, you're right. And when in 2006, President Obama went to Kenya and he campaigned. It was a Senate fact-finding trip, supposedly, but I wrote in the Obama Nation, I've gotten the videos from Chicago television that followed Obama in Africa and from Kenyan television. When Obama was there, he campaigned for Odinga, who was running for the president in Kenya, presidency at that time in Kenya. The election was in December 2007. In fact, the president of Kenya, President Kibaki, sent his spokesperson out and asked Barack Obama to stop campaigning for his opponent, and Barack Obama didn't stop. Well, then I've gotten emails back and forth between Obama's office and Kibaki. I've documented. They were in phone contact throughout the December 2007 election in Kenya. Barack Obama even looks like raised over $1 million in the United States for Kibaki. Now, when President Kibaki lost the election in December 2007, when Raila Odinga lost in 2007, the one who claimed he was cousin to Obama, well, then Odinga called out the Luo tribe, and Obama's also Luo tribe. He said this was voter fraud, and he called for protests. The Luo riot against the Kikuyu, the major tribe, the tribe of the president. They killed over 1,300 people. They were rioting, saying, no Raila, no peace. And they slaughtered 1,300 Kikuyu. They burned some Christians in a church in a little town called Eldoret. Christians had gone into the church for refuge. The Luo mob set the church on fire and killed the Christians. There were over 300,000 Kikuyu displaced from their homes. Obama was talking to Odinga through this period of time by telephone, communicating to him through his office. And instead of condemning Odinga, what Obama did is work with Kofi Annan, from the former Secretary Director of the United Nations, and with Condoleezza Rice, who was then Secretary of State, and they negotiated to create this new position outside the Constitution in Kenya to make Raila Odinga the co-head of state as prime minister. And that's
an absolute horror story. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. You're listening to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Obama Nation is the book. Better go get that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Ladies and gentlemen, what would you think if you were running for office in Kenya and you won? And then the power position of a visiting senator was used to campaign against you and he would not stop. Stop and think about what you would think of a Barack Obama, a senator of the United States, and Condoleezza Rice and Kofi Annan determining a new standard for your country. Dr. Corsi, when I saw the video clip of the campaigning in Kenya, and thanks so much for YouTube and the technology that brings the live activity right before our eyes, the tears rolled down my cheeks because I thought if someone would be involved in this kind of activity in Kenya and then became the president of the United States, then that kind of activity in the United States would be okay, too, at some time.
And also, it was pretty shocking to me, Barbara Jean, that you see that then-Senator Obama was that involved in a presidential campaign in Kenya. I mean, what is a U.S. senator doing involving himself directly in the political campaigning of Raila Odinga against President Kibaki? I mean, this is a identification with President Obama to Kenya and an insertion in Kenyan politics, which is way beyond anything I can imagine for any other U.S. presidential candidate ever. And then that Raila Odinga turns out to be basically a bad guy. I mean, it's not only that Odinga precipitated a race war to gain power, and Obama went right along with the plan when the Luo rose up and killed 1,300 Kikuyu and
burned Christian church with the Christians seeking refuge inside the church in Eldoret, this little town in Kenya. President Obama doesn't condemn the violence of Odinga at that moment, but uses the violence as a way to wedge Odinga into a power-sharing agreement as head of co-head of state, prime minister, with President Kibaki, who won the December 2007 election. I mean, this is all shocking. And now the International Criminal Court in The Hague has announced that they're going to investigate both President Kibaki and Raila Odinga for their complicity in this violence. Raila Odinga, because Odinga allegedly caused this violence to occur in order to gain power. And I've got documents from Odinga's campaign where this was part of the strategy, that they lost the vote, they were going to claim voter fraud, they were going to use tribal violence to gain power. And so how can Barack Obama be involved? You know, there's, again, another cover-up here. The White House, the Obama administration wants to say, oh, it's like Reverend Wright, you know, the Trinity United Church. President Obama was not that close to Odinga, and he really isn't a cousin. He's just a fellow tribes member. Well, you know, all of this distancing and denial that the White House does, cover-up after cover-up after cover-up, and eventually the American people, I think when the trial starts to happen in Kenya, where I'm going to continue writing about it at WorldNet Daily, we're going to continue bringing out these links and these documents and showing people that President Obama was involved in utilizing tribal violence in Kenya to advance the goals of his fellow Luo tribesmen.
Absolutely incredible. Now, the other thing that is around on the internet is the statement by his paternal grandparent that she, isn't it Grandma Sarah or something like that, that she was at the birth. Have you been able to check that out at all?
Well, I wrote about it. I came back from Kenya with the Anabaptist ministers interviewed Barack Obama's great grandmother, or his step-grandmother, Sarah. And in the interview, now I've listened to the tape, Sarah says she was present at President Obama's birth in Mombasa. And, even the translators got very upset with her and tried to say, no, he's born in Hawaii. But she says very clearly on the tape that she was there and he was born in Mombasa. So, you know, this has been now, again, what happens is that all the websites that support President Obama, you know, you get it from Media Matters and various sites of that nature that are just ideologically committed to support President Obama and to discredit or try to discredit anybody bringing up evidence that might be detrimental to President Obama, says, oh, no, she really didn't mean she was present at his birth. Well, you know, when I presented the evidence, I'm saying here's a piece of evidence we need to take into consideration. Now, the definitive answer to this ought to be on a verifiable, long-form birth certificate from President Obama. And I think the fault here is that President Obama refuses for that document to be seen. If Media Matters and the others are right, and that President Obama was born in Honolulu, just like he says, then this controversy with his step-grandmother saying that she was present at his birth doesn't have to be deciphered in terms of what the Swahili was on the tape or what the translation was or who meant what. Let's just have the president release his original long-form birth certificate and settle the issue.
Well, that would be very simple, wouldn't it? And it would stop everything and the money wouldn't have to be spent. Here we go now. Barack Obama is planning so many things so fast. Do you think that the recent concern, as we are a militant nation, an aggressive nation, as we could call ourselves now, we are an aggressor nation. It's hard for me to say that in definition, but that's exactly what we are. We're into Iraq, we're into Afghanistan, we're into Pakistan, we're heightening the numbers. Oh my gosh, where are we going here? But we have Stephen Frederick Cook saying he's not so sure about President Barack Obama and his standing with his birth certificate. Where do you think that's going to go?
Well, Major Cook and now several other military officers have refused to go to Afghanistan on the basis that President Obama has not proven his eligibility to be president under the Constitution. In other words, President Obama has not demonstrated he was a naturally born U.S. citizen. Now, this, I think, is an allegation that's going to continue to have legs. It's going to continue to gain an impact. And the military just said, okay, Major Cook, you don't have to go to Afghanistan. They rescinded his deployment orders. So the military did not want to confront the issue. And I think this is going to be an increasing number of military officers. Now, we got evidence in WorldNet Daily that the Department of Defense then went to Major Cook's defense job, I believe in South Carolina, and got him fired. And Major Cook has now got a legal action to get his job back and do claim he was discriminated against here. But the Department of Defense did not send him to Afghanistan based on his allegation that President Obama had not established that he was a naturally born citizen.
That's a big erosion, I would suggest. Something that isn't talked about very often, it would be the intelligence aspect of this. If a foreign nation is so concerned about everything that another nation does, and that's why we have all these little ambassadors about, and then the underbelly activity of intelligence checking on another country's capabilities, etc. Isn't there real folly in having such a dilemma as this for the actual checking of the intelligence backgrounds and using certain elements and information as threats or, we've got this on you, so you better do what we say. We're talking about a country's choices and its future being undermined by another country who has potential access to important information. And this would fit as a real, real scary part of the picture, wouldn't you think?
Well, conceivably, Barbara Jean, if there's information that's out there that President Obama was not born in Hawaii or that he has lied about material facts about his birth, and another country has the documentary evidence to prove that President Obama's lied, that would be very serious because it would give another country, potentially even an enemy of the United States, blackmail power over President Obama. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, WorldNet Daily were so pressing the truth. It's what, when I was a kid, I was raised in the 50s to understand that journalists' job was to pursue the truth, not to ideologically support liberal Democrats so they could get invitations to dinner to the White House. And if the press does not do its job, if the press does not investigate because Joe Klein is wanting to ideologically support President Obama and he's more interested in his liberal agenda than he is in the truth, then presidents can withhold documents, presidents can lie, they're not held accountable. And we are in the position where foreign nations that know the truth can blackmail the president. That situation's created by the press not doing its job.
In all of this, you have a newsletter and you have a lot of books out there. And I would invite you to share with the audience where they can access your newsletter and any of your books that would be helpful to them. And then we also have callers online that would like to come on board, and we'll try to turn to them. I want to tell you and to the listening audience again that I am so honored to have you on. Appreciate your work and effort so much, and I wish you well and to continue. You are a hero of America in a timely hour, and you stand tall. And I would also extend my great appreciation for WorldNet Daily. I can recall when WorldNet Daily was just the first fledgling news, full news on the internet, and calling into C-SPAN and referencing something that I had learned on WorldNet Daily, and they wanted to know what I was talking about. So you're on target with the group you're joining with. So tell us a little bit about what they can find from you there, and then we'll go to the callers.
Well, I'm writing now a weekly newsletter, strategic economics newsletter, called Red Alert, and you can see it at redalert.wnd for WorldNet Daily, redalert.wnd.com. There's also one of the gray buttons on the left side of the homepage of WorldNet Daily. You can click that. It says Red Alert, and it will take you to the Red Alert homepage. The newsletter is written weekly. You can subscribe to it annually. It's under $100, or monthly. You can subscribe for as many months as you want. And I'm going to continue writing this. We're going to add practical financial advice later this year. Right now it's a strategic newsletter. I'm covering issues that you don't see generally covered in the mainstream media, that where economics impact our lives, including continuing stories in the North American Union and the Mexican trucks and the open borders and the globalism we're experiencing. I guess my book, The Abomination, which is my most recent one for the conversation we're having today, is the most relevant in terms of really understanding who is President Obama and getting the background that you will not get from the mainstream media of his extremely leftist past, his communist mentors, Saul Alinsky, now criminals in Chicago who were his fundraisers, including Tony Rezko. He even did law work for Tony Rezko. And if you really want to get the truth of who President Obama is, I think The Abomination still lays it out.
Very fine. Gary in California, you're on with Dr. Corsi.
Yeah, good morning, Barbara. I called in right before your show started because I wanted to I was listening to a whole bunch of stuff from Artie Tate's. I managed to find your website, and I said, I'm going to call Barbara Jean because I know that she was on your show, and ask the question, why is it that you have, 535 different legislators representing this country? Not one of them will bring it up. You call them up, and they say such things as that's already been settled. You call up other talk shows, mainstream, that's already been settled. We had one here in San Diego who's national, who said, oh, they brought this Berthy, whatever that name is they use, up again. And, I thought we already settled that. In other words, like you hear this Klein, I mean, his name gives away, you know, a lot of information about him in the first place. He calls up and says a lie, and all the journalists who are, it appears like, are threatened have to go along with this lie. And I'm just wondering if, you know, like Pravda moved. I mean, they didn't die. They just moved. You know, and I look at Orly Tate's. Here's a woman from Russia, came over this country not through the border and sneaked in. She came over here legally, learned the language. Not only did that, became a doctor, a dentist, became a doctor, and then became an attorney, and then qualified to practice law on the Supreme Court of this land. So we know she's not a dummy. But they're making her out, all these talk show hosts, to be sort of stupid. There's nothing stupid about her. I listened to her this morning.
Okay, Gary, I'm going to interrupt here because our time is getting short.
The basic issue is, look, we're pursuing the truth here. Let's get the original document. It's the original long-form birth certificate. All of this, calling us names, ridiculing birthers, saying, oh, it's no story here. Well, the truth is, it's President Obama who's covering up and stonewalling and pursuing the truth, demanding the release of the long-form birth certificate and other documents relevant to who President Obama is a legitimate request and one that should not be ridiculed unless people want to see the erosion of their freedoms by ideologues who don't want certain questions asked.
We're going to go to Clint in Texas, and thanks, Gary, and we're going on to Clint in Texas.
Good afternoon, you guys. You guys are doing a great job, and I'm glad to hear it. One thing that I remember from talking with a friend of mine about 20 years ago, I went with him when he was trying to get his top secret clearance. He was born in Okinawa, Japan. His parents, his mother and father, both U.S. citizens, they were just stationed there after World War II, and his birth certificate indicated that he was a U.S. citizen, sort of, but he was born in Okinawa, Japan, and they had to get that issue cleared up so he could get his top secret clearance. And then the federal judge commented, as I remember, that he said that it really doesn't matter where on the planet you were born. It doesn't matter what planet in this solar system or in this universe you were born. You were born to two U.S. parents. So therefore,
U.S. parents,
U.S.
we'll
citizen.
Pick it up. We're going to go to break. Excuse me. We'll be right back. We'll pick you up there on the parents.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Have online Clint from Texas. Hello there again. You were talking about being born anywhere, but if you had parents, go from there, please.
Well, that was the same reason that same thinking was behind them saying that John McCain was okay, even though he was born in a Panama Canal zone before it. U.S. held thing. It was during the time of the construction of the Panama Canal, and there was no actual military base there. But the fact that he was born to American parents, both mother and father, he was by definition a U.S. citizen. Period. And that was why they allowed him to advance to run, for the president's job. In Obama's case, though, his father was clearly Kenyan. He never said that he was U.S. citizen, and there's no possible way that Obama can be considered natural-born citizen if one parent is has their loyalties with Kenya and the mother, who is not quite 18 at the time, as I understand it. So, you know, there's no way. That just can't be.
Dr.
Am I wrong on this or what?
Well, the issue to me is that with Barack Obama, that his father was Kenyan and his mother was under 18. And I'm not, she was 18, she's exactly 18. But I'm not a lawyer, but under the federal statute, it could be a problem if Barack Obama was not born in the United States. And there could be an issue in terms of how many years after she was, I think years after 18, or there's a number of years that someone who's not 21 has to have lived consecutively in the United States in order to convey citizenship. It's not just an issue of citizenship, it's naturally born under the Constitution. In other words, not just a citizen, but a naturally born citizen. So, you know, for me also, the issue is not simply eligibility. It's truthfulness. In other words, I'm not sure what the secret is that President Obama is hiding by not showing his long-form birth certificate. Maybe it's something about his parents. Maybe it's, who knows? But there's got to be some secret on that birth certificate that President Obama doesn't want seen, some lie. Otherwise, there'd be no need to cover it up. And I'm just after getting the original document released so that we can have the truth in front of us. That's my goal.
Thank you very much, caller. We're going to go next to Richie in New Orleans.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Corsi, in lieu of Barack Obama's associations with the radical communist, racist, anti-Americans, what about addressing the mentality of the probably 99% of the black population and the millions of liberal Marxist Americans who really don't care who he hangs around with or if or not he is a legal resident?
Well, you know, the issue I think is going to be one that we need as we get along here, as we advance. The lies that President Obama has told about who he is are going to be more relevant to people as his poll numbers drop, as the economy continues to be in a bad situation. Already we see him taking us in the socialist direction. I said he would take us in the leftist direction when I wrote The Obamination. So I don't expect these questions are going to go away. I think we'll be discussing who Barack Obama is until we get the original documents in front of us.
I just meant the people who don't care.
Our time is up, Richie. I'm sorry. We'll do this again real soon, Dr. Corsi. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bill Bailey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
With recent internet.